The hero required care at home years of Hakule, not the event. So the neighbor is that I'm on two of the Hakule required. That's why he mentioned the first thing, Kerech Matamor. But not the fact, because according to Hillel, so Al is to be understood in the sense of Tomu. Al, Tomu, to Matis and Mora together. So he should need a comment. So the neighbor, but since it's only Hakule, so if he can, if for some reason he cannot put them together, so then there is another alternative. And then he mentioned in Aloha Ches, if man says he should come back here, then go and come into the Ches, he said about that. All right, that will be enough for the day. But you please go over the Balamoye and the Ramban Muhammad inside, and also the Gemore in Zvochen, Gemara is working that by the head. We start, so it's a small piece of Gemara that by the head from the other. Omar is working, a people of an Issa, a Tommy, a Bill, and then he's there. We offer one butter. We have just a Yahoo, the Bill of Havera, the Amatlan. So Shmame no Yisur in the bathroom is there. And then, just that piece of Gemara, and then that by the head from the other. Where Gemara says, the Pritik of Abelezer. The Omar of Abelezer, the same she needs to do what we do and do. Kach in Yisur in the bathroom is do, man Shammah play, do here. So if that Gemara has to do it, so in other words, it is not muhre whether the Aloha is like you or the Rabbanon. But before, he said, so this is what the Rabbanon means, because the Rabbanon tells you, okay, Hillel, we call what is there, I say that we die. Money check, if you, first of all, the Kashi of the Rabbanon is, why does it pass like Hillel when the Gemara says, that there is no achoye whether the Aloha is like Hillel. Or the Aloha is like Abba. The Lishma, Hilchese, Lo Kilo, Lo Shalo. And then, assuming that he does pass from Akilel, so Zehassid Ali Dayek, so why does he say, Vimochal Matze Bidne Atzmo, Umor Bidne Atzmo, and why does he say in Aloha Ches, Bizman Azeh, Chein Shom Korban, Achash Bevorech HaMitzelechem, Chiz Bevorech HaKlas Matze, and then Morir, and then all the three things he has to do. That's only because we don't know whether the Aloha is like Hillel or like Rabbanon, because had we been sure that Aloha is like Hillel, so he would have to do two things. First Matzah and then Kerach, not first Matzah and then Morer and then Kerach. So we see that the Rambam asks that it's not Muche, that's the Asogia of the Rambam. So we said last time that it could be that the Shittes Rambam means, that the Shittes Rambam means, like, as the Gemara says, I mean, it's definitely like the Gemara says, because the Rambam in Aloha Ches mentions the din of the Gemara that he has Bizman Hazeh, he has to do three things, Matzeh, then Morer, then Kerach. But he agrees with the Shite of the Balamoya, and thinks that even according to Hillel, so Kerach is not Likuve, it's only Lechatchil. So the Meir, the Rambam says, V'hakach kirech matzu morir ki achas. V'hakach kirech matzu morir ki achas. True, there is a sophic where the Aloha is like Kirech, or the Aloha is like Rabbonon. There is a sophic, but even according. So he can make kirech of matzu morir. Because even if the Aloha is like Rabbonon, so on one hand, the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Balamoyeya that the whole din of Kerach is only Lechatchila, according to him. There it's not Miak, there it's not Mak. On the other hand, he agrees with the Shita of the Rambam in Chamei, that according to the Rabbono, that the Rabbono of Hillel also agrees with Hillel, that Mitzvah in the battle is Zuezu. So Mimele, he says, V'hakar kerech matzum morer ki achas bizman ha'bayis. So then both the Rabbonon and Hillel agree that inasmuch as both are mitzvahs deraise, so is a mitzvahs mevatel zuezu. So it's kerech matzum morer ki achas. So it beits according to Hillel, beits according to Rabbonon. So but then the question arises, why does he say v'mochal matzah b'tnei atzmo? So he said last time It could be the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, in view of the fact that the Rambam doesn't say he can do one of two things. The Rambam doesn't say, V'chakach, oi shehu kerech matzo morek achas, oi shehu eichel matzo b'tzatzmei, umor b'tzatzmei. He doesn't say it like that. He doesn't express it that way. But he says, V'chakach kerech matzo morek achas. So what's the preferable way? Kerech. Kerech, why? Because maybe that loch is like here. So, and according to Hillel, so the whole apocalypse of Chathrile, he has to do it that way. But then he says, V'imochal matzah b'tzatzmei, umor b'tzatzmei. Suppose for some reason he cannot do it. For some reason. So let him hola pochet be mikayim the ikaramitre bidere. So he says, vimocha, the preferable way is to do it al dekeach in order to fulfill the lachatchil of vila. But viim ochal mati bifniatsme, umora bifniatsme, so then we vore chalze bifniatsme de bnatsme. But if for some reason he cannot eat both together, listen. He must eat each one separately. Let him eat each one separately. So still be mikayim the ikra mitzvah there. Even a little bit ilav, because the Rambam agrees with the sheet of the Baal Moyer and Teisves that kerech according to Hillel is only chatur. So that's very good in the Rambam. Now, the Gemore, our Gemore, says that even the Rabbonim of Hillel who say that mitzvah say mivatlis. I mean, even here, who says that mitzvah say mivatlis zu and zu, so that's only if both are on the same level. But if one is a mitzvah deraisa, and one is a mishus, or a mitzvah derabbanon, so from the point of view of deraisa, it's also a mishus. So then it is mivatlis. So mishus is mivatlis. That's why this man has a, where matzah is deraisa, and Morer is the Rabbonon, so then it is Mevatel. It is Mevatel even Alibadi Hill. Even Alibadi Hill. This is what the Morer says. Now there is a Yerushalmi, which according to the Anish Plastan, the Yerushalmi Chalak, the Chalak Chalak. So that Yerushalmi, according to the Pshat of the Kileishe, so says the antithesis, just the reverse. The Yerushalmi in Chale, penetration of Chale, that's right after the first, it's Aloch Aleph, the Yerushalmi is classified according to the Mishnah, which are called Aloch. So, in Aloch Aleph, just on the second daf in the Yerushalmi, penetration of Chale. So the Yerushalmi says as follows, Hillel HaZokor, Hoyokeder Shloshton Kiachas. In other words, so that seems contrary to the to the Shilis Rishenim who say that Hillel was only Mechayev Matzah Umor. Rambam Shita Pilev Meneh. And not Pesach Matzah Umor. Hillel Azokin O Yokeirer Shloshton Kiachas. Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chlukim Al Hillel Azokos. Now, here it's also Rabbi Yechane mentioned. And the members are similar. Here Rabbi Yechane, Bavli, Rabbi Yechane says, Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chilkin Olof Chavir of Al Hillel. The Tanya, here the Yerushalmi says, you, this is a similar Yerushalmi, a little different. Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chlukim Al Hillel Azokos. Chlukim Al Hillel Azokos. So what does it mean? So the Pneisha explains it. It means, Mamesh, what Rabbi Yechane says in the Bible. In other words, the Rabbonon, Achili Kanim. So the Yerushalmi is the Kashi. How can we say that Rabbi Yechanan says that the Rabbonon Achilik Am Hillel, for Rabbi Yechanan, if the Rabbonon Achilik Am Hillel, so then the Alochet should be like the Rabbonon. For Rabbi Yechanan Kerech Matzah Umor. So in other words, so Rabbi Yechanan acted out Hillel Shita. So the Yerushalmi gives two things. Come, the first Eretz is, come with Shasamidosh, we can Shaloy Bishasamidosh. This is the first Eretz. I mean, I'm explaining it according to the Pshat of the Tnimesh. In other words, when does Rabbi Yechanan say, Chlukim al Hillel Azokin, the Daloch is not like Hillel Azokin, because we all, everybody is Chilkanila Zokin. So that is Bisman Bisamich. So Bisman Bisamidosh, they are Chilkanila Zokin. And when did Rabbi Yechanan act out like Hillel? That was Shalom Bisman Bisamidosh. So that the Meisha says that the first Teretz in Yerushalmi is Mamish the antithesis of what the Bible is. The Bible says here, Vafil mandom amitzim vakrisles. Who is that? Hillel. Hanu le deraisim derais. Like this man abayis. Oy trabon abor abor. Avo deraisim rabonon this man aze. So then, even the rabonon will agree with Hillel. That, so even Hillel, I'm sorry. So even Hillel will agree with the rabonon. That mitzvahs is mevakis. That mitzvahs is mevakis. And the Yerushalmi says just the reverse. Now Yerushalmi is the kashi. On one hand, Rabbi Yechanan says the halacha is not like Hillel. Look at Malul Azor. Then, but Rabbi Yechanan himself was made like Hillel. So the Yerushalmi's first teretz was that where does Rabbi Yechanan say the halacha is not like Hillel? That was when Abayis, where both were the rises. So then we are the halacha is not like Hillel. So then we say that mitzvah is mivatli zuezu when both are the rises. But Rabbi Yechanan himself, Bisman Hazeh, acted out like Hillel. Because since Mor is the Rabbonon and Matzi is the Raise, so then, Rishus is not Mivakle the Raise. A Mitzvah the Raise is Mivakle the Raise. But a Rishus is not Mivakle the Raise. Man is the reverse of the Bible. I mean, that's very strange. I mean, Hakotze, that Yerushalmi should say, Man is the reverse of the Bible. That's one text. That's the first text. Then comes another teretz that the Meisha says. Vafiu teima, kam mishas amikdos, shnei dvorim rabbi chodim alechot, umbatlis. So in other words, then the second teretz is that Rabbi Yechanan would do it even bizman abayis too. Rabbi Yechanan happened to live after the chodim samikdos. But Rabbi Yechanan would do the same thing, would have done the same thing, even if he had lived Bisman Abayis. But what did Rabbi Yechanan do? He ate only matzah and mor together, not Pesach matzah mor. Of course, he couldn't eat Pesach matzah mor. So if Rabbi Yechanan had lived in Bisman Abayis, he also would have done the same thing. And he would have eaten matzah and mor, not Pesach matzah mor. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan said, the thing is not like Hillel. Because Hillel ate Pesach Matzah Moreya. Chluk in Olof. So it's not. We don't pass like Hillel in regard to that point. But Rabbi Yechanan does pass like Hillel in regard to Matzah Moreya. He doesn't pass like Hillel in regard to Pesach Matzah Moreya. But in regard to Matzah Moreya, he passes like Hillel. So that's the second difference. Now, why does Rabbi Yechanan Pasken like Hillel in regard to Matzah Moreh, but not in regard to Pesach Matzah Moreh. Why? Because Pesach, if it is, you cannot do it the way Hillel did, Pesach Matzah Moreh. Because if you have Pesach Matzah Moreh, so you have two things. So you have the Matzah and the Moreh, neged the Pesach. So it's mevakel the Pesach. You have the Pesach and the Matzah, neged the Moreh, so it's mevakel the Moreh. So you have the Pesach and the Moreh, neged the Matzah, so it's mevatel the matz. Mashein kein, if you eat just two things, matz and more, that's a vichanan eat, so you have chad l'gav chad. So then it's not mevatel. Now, so I mean, the second teretz, the distinction between Pesach matz and more and matz and more. By Pesach matz and more, so then mitzvahs is mevatel is also. And by matz and more, mitzvahs is not mevatel is also. So the distinction is very simple, because in order to have bittul, so it's a loch of chad bitre. So if we have ikazayis pesach, ikazayis matzah, and ikazayis moreya, so then the kazayis pesach becomes bottle in the two gzeisim of pesach and more. The kazayis pesach becomes bottle in the two gzeisim of matzah and more. The kazayis matzah becomes bottle in the two gzeisim of pesach and more. The kazayis moreya becomes bottle in the two gzeisim of pesach and matzah. But if you have just the Kazayis Matz and the Kazayis Moreh, so Chad b'Chad, there is no bit. I mean, so that is, because of this Yerushalmi, so the Hashulchan, explains the Rambam. Because, in other words, that he passes like the Rambam, in other words, the Rambam passes like the Rabbonon, and but the machlekes between Hillel and Rabbonon is only in regard to the question whether you can be kerach Pesach Matzel Moreh, but Matzel Moreh. So everybody says, right. Now, but the pshat of the Femeshe is very strange, because according to the Femeshe's pshat in the Yerushalmi, so then it turns out, it follows that the Yerushalmi is saying just the reverse of the Bavli. According to the Bavli, so even the one who says that mitzvah seim vatel is rezu, so that's only the Reis and the Reis, but the Reis and the Rabbonon, so then it's mitzvah is rezu, and the Yerushalmi says just the reverse. Now, when Gemara says, here, back of the slope, that man tane b'shamas le mitzvah seim vatel is rezu, hilali, it's hilal, that means the same vatel is rezu. The implication being that Rabbanan of Hillel say mitzvah seim vatel is rezu. All right, even according to the Ramban, that alive the emes, so the Rabbanan also agree with Hillel that mitzvah seim vatel is rezu. But Rabbi Nishmei the Gemara, they held that according to Rabbanon, so mitzvah seim vatel is rezu. So there is such a shit that mitzvah seim vatel is rezu. And Hillel says mitzvah seim vatel is rezu. So we have to understand, what does it mean that according to Rabbanon of Hillel, the Cholapocha is alibe the Rabbi Nishmei the Gemara, so mitzvah seim vatel is rezu. What kind of people? There are two kinds of bittul. There is one bittul in the heft. In other words, that if we eat al dekera, so mele, so the matzah becomes bottle in the Pesach, or the Pesach becomes bottle in the matzah. So it's bittul in the heft, like the bittul of kol ha'tere kule, which is a bittul of the heft. But then there is another kind of bittul. Not bitul in the heft, which is a din kolater kule bitul in the heft. Bitul isurim is a bitul in the heft. Here there is another kind of bitul. Bitul in the maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah of eating matzah consists in the maisa achil of matzah. Now, if I eat the matzah and the morah together, and I swallow the matzah together with the morah, so memele the tam morah is mevatel the maise mitzvah of achilas matzah, if he eats in the basar. So it's not the general din of bittul, which is a bittul in the chavetz, but it's a special din of bittul. It's a bittul in the maisa mitzvah, in the maisa. Now you'll see that v'inyan bittul. V'inyan bittul mitzvah zu ezu, lav bittul tamu. Bittul tamu in sharina tam boto bikach. He means bittul tamu in means bittul yachet. Elo shechivuv mitzvah matzlich shelo la'arif tam acharime. Elo yi keinu tam mitzvah shekemeiso o yichmuro menem. In other words, so he's explaining Hillel that the raise with the raise, so mitzvah seim vatel zu ezu. So he says, why is that mevatel? Because the same ma'aseh mitzvah deraisa, it has the same level. Masha'im came if it's reshus and mitzvah, mitzvah rabbonon and deraisa. So then the tam of the rabbonon, so is mevatel the ma'aseh mitzvah of the deraisa. Mikol mokei, kol shu derech halosein bebitul. All right, so in other words, so he says in so many words that v'inyan bitul mitzvah zu ezu, lav bitul tam. שהטעם בו אתה לא שכיב ומיצה מצריך של הארץ טעם אחרי so it's a loch in the mice. So we have two possibilities of bittul. One possibility of bittul is bittul in the chepce, and the other possibility of bittul is bittul in the mice. Now, when the Yerushalmi makes the distinction between Kera, Pesach Matzah Moreh, and Matzah Moreh, So that distinction can only relate to the bittul in the heft. So insofar as bittul in the heft is concerned, so that there is a very simple distinction between Pesach Matzah Moreh and Matzah Moreh. If you are Kerech, Pesach Matzah Moreh, so you have a Kazayis Pesach, and you have a Kazayis Matzah and a Kazayis Moreh, so there can be bittul in the heft. So the Kazayis Pesach becomes bottle in the two Gzeisim of non-Pesach, of Matzah and Moreh. Chad betray, Masha'inkin, if you are Kerech, the Kazayis of Matzah and the Kazayis of Moreh, so it's Chad bechad. There is no such thing as Bittul Chad bechad. Only Chad betray, Masha'inkin, from the point of view of Bittul in the Maizah Mitzvah, as the Miri explained it. So then, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Pesach Matzah Moreh, Pesach Matzah Moreh, or Matzah Moreh. Now, because there is still a bit on the Maisa Mitzvah, because he eats the Matzah together with the Moreh. So Mele, when Hillel says that you can, and Hillel did it like this, when Hillel was Kedah Pesach Matzah Moreh, so that means that Hillel, so two halachas can be deduced from Hillel's practice. First of all, that mitzvahs in Vatle Zuezu in the Hefte. Because if Hillel had held that mitzvahs are in Vatle Zuezu in the Hefte, how could he swallow three gzeisim of Pesach Matzah Moreh? So there would be a bikkur in the Hefte. So it's a raya that Hillel holds. There is no bikkur in the Hefte. Mitzvahs are in Vatle Zuezu in the Hefte. But then there's another question. True, there is no bittul in the Hefze, but there is a bittul in the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Achille of the Moreh should negate the Maisa Mitzvah of Matzah. So how did Hillel do it? So it's a raya that Hillel also holds that Mitzvah in Vatli Zuezu, there is no bittul in the Maisa Mitzvah either. So two things. Now, we see that there is a Machlekes Rishenim. There is a machlekes rishenim as to whether the rabbanon of Hillel, a chilek and Hillel, or the rabbanon and Hillel are not chilek. So there are some rishenim who say that the rabbanon of Hillel a chilek and Hillel. The Balamoya says that the rabbanon of Hillel a chilek and Hillel. And the court with the rabbanon of Hillel, if you even be yachad, even there it will have been kind of meat. And the rabban says that he both are good. And there isn't even a chatchila to eat a zebif ni'atzmei. We zebif ni'atzmei, according to the Ramban's pshat in the Rabban. According to the Tesis, there is a chatchila, but according to the Ramban, there isn't even a chatchila. So Memele, we can say that the Rambam shita is that like the Ramban, that insofar as the Rabbanon of Hillel are concerned, so you can be mekayim the mitzvah either through kerech or zebif ni'atzmei v'zebif ni'atzmei. Because Hillel says two things. First of all, Hillel says that there is no bittul in the heft, mitzvah in vatel. Then Hillel says another aloche that there is no bittul in the ma'isah. So insofar as Hillel's din of that mitzvah in vatel zuezu in the ma'isah mitzvah is concerned, So we can say the Rambam Shite can be like the Rambans, that the Rabbonon now agree with Hillel that mitzvahs in the Batu Zuezu in the Maisa Mitzvah. Now, Hillel was Kerech, the Yoshanim say, that Hillel was Kerech, who was Kerech Pesach Matzah Moreh. Now, last time I mentioned that according to the Rambam, so even Hillel understands the Al not in the sense of Antapo, but in the sense of something. That's why the Rambam says Kerech Matzah Moreh is Malabayis, not Pesach Matzah Moreh. But what it then the Yerushalmi is contrary to the Rambam, because the Yerushalmi says that Hillel was Kerech Shloshtom Tiachas. So it could be that Enoch Nami, Hillel, as I said last time, that according to the Rambam, so even according to Hillel, Al is to be understood in the sense of something. So in other words, the Pesach, al matzis im reirim yichlu, so somuch, to the matzis im reirim, you should eat a kom Pesach. So only the matzis im morgen have to be together, mamish. But the Pesach has to be nechal only somuch to the matzis im morgen. But even from the point of view of somuch, so no. Now somuch, there are all kinds of degrees in somuch. All kinds of degrees of somuch. Now, if al means somuch, that the Pesach has to be eaten somuch to the matzah morgen. So what does it mean somuch? Suppose someone at the beginning of the night of Pesach, so he'll eat matzah morgen. He'll eat matzah morgen. And then he'll go to sleep. And he'll sleep 10 hours. And he'll wake up before Amud HaShachar, according to Barakile of Rabbezim Nazariah. So Pesach can be Nechal Kolalayo, or let's say according to Rabbezim Nazariah, so he'll sleep 5 hours only before Chatzeis. He'll get up before Chatzeis, and now he'll eat the Korban Pesach. Will that be called Samuch? Probably not. Because Samuch means Samuch. Samuch doesn't mean that he eats the Matzah in Morir, and then he goes to sleep for 10 hours, and then he gets up, it's still Lailo, and he eats the Pesach. That's not Somuch. So there was a Hadas, there was such a Hefsek, so it's not even Somuch. So Somuch means Somuch. But if there was a Hadas, he went to sleep, so that's not Somuch. So even if we say that the Pshat according to Hillel, in Al Matzisum Reirim Yechlui, the Pesach should be eaten Somuch to the Matzisum Reirim, that means the Matzisum Reirim together Mamish. And the Pesach somuch to it, but if someone will eat the matzah in the beginning of the night, and then he'll go to sleep, and then when he gets up while it's still night, he'll eat the Pesach, he will not be mitai the mitzvah, because that's not somuch. So what is somuch? Somuch means if there was no hesach hadas, if there was no hesach hadas between, but if there was a hesach hadas, then it's not somuch. Then it's not somuch. So suppose there is no hesach hadas. So even, let's say, if half an hour intervened, it's still Somuch. But if it is immediately after the Matzah Moria, then it is more Somuch than if he eats half an hour. And if he eats the Korban Pesach, the Kazayin is Pesach, half an hour after the Matzah Moria, so it is more Somuch than if he eats it an hour. And if he eats it an hour, so it is more Somuch than if he eats it 2 hours later. So in other words, the closer it is to the achille of the matzah moreya, the more somuch. So the mele, there is certainly a mitzvah no amufcha. Two, he can be mekayim the mitzvah. He can be mekayim the mitzvah according to the Rambam's pshat in Hillel. That even according to Hillel, so al is to be understood in the sense of somuch, not in the sense of antavo. So mele, he can be mekayim the mitzvah according to Hillel by eating first Matzen Mora Mamish Vasacha said a sandwich. And then, Somuch to it, if he eats the Kazayis Pesach, he's Mikhail the Mitzvah even if he eats an hour later. But there is certainly Mitzvah Namufchar, he should not allow time to elapse. So it'll be more Somuch. The more Somuch it is, the more Mitzvah Namufchar it is. So it's more Somuch. So what is the highest degree of Somuch if it's Mamish together? That's the highest degree of somuch. So Memele, the Yerushalmi says, Hil Azokin or Yotera Shloshtom Kiachas. That the Yerushalmi doesn't say, Hil Azokin or Yoeimeya, Mechuyev Vodom Vitchech Shloshtom Kiachas. That the Yerushalmi doesn't say. Hil Azokin, that was his practice, to do it Shloshtom Kiachas. Shloshtom Kiachas. Why? Because Eir Hanami Mechuyev, according to the Rambam, so even Hillel will agree. Even Hillel will agree that one is not Mechuyev to be Keirech Shloshtom Kiachas. He's only Mechuyev to be Keirech Matzen Morek Kiachas. But the Pesach can be eaten. There is no Chiyuv in eating the Pesach Kiachas with the Matzen Morek. But the chiyuv is to eat it somuch to the matzah morah. So the more somuch it is, it's a mitzvah namufcha, it's more of a mitzvah namufcha. And the highest, so in other words, so the highest Mitzvah na mufra would be if it's the highest degree of samuch. What is the highest degree of samuch? If it's mamash to them. So that's why, so Hillel wanted to fulfill it in the highest degree of samuch. So, because there is a mitzvah na mufra. So we're okay, there's shlosh ben kachas. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, chlukin al yilazok. So there is a variance in the expression in the Bavli, even though both remarks were made by Rabbi Yechanan, but it's two separate remarks. And there is a variance in the expression. In the Bavli, so Rabbi Yechanan says, chilkin olof chavim obal yod. All that Rabbi Yechanan says, that the Rabbonu nachil kan yod, he doesn't say that the halacha is not, that we pass not like yod. He just mentions that the Rabbonu nachil kan yod. How do we pass? Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say anything. The Gemara says, the hashtu li nachil chesavot yod loik rabbon. So it is obvious that Rabbi Yechanan didn't mean that the halacha is not like this. Because then the Gemara couldn't say, All that Rabbi Yechanan says in the Bavli is that the Rabbon Nachil Kanir. But what's the Achoy? There is no Achoy. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say what Achoy is, how it passes. But here the expression in the Yerushalmi is, Chlukin, he doesn't say Chaveiro. Chlukim al Yilazokim. The halacha is not like Yilazokim. We cannot be naive like Yilazokim was naive. How was Yilazokim naive? He was kereich shloshton kachas, pesach matzah morem. So chlukim al Yilazokim. Chlukim al Yilazokim. In other words, we don't pass like Yilazokim in this practice. We cannot be naive like a seal of it. Pesach matzah morem. Why not? Because Yilazokim abi. Did it? How did he do it? Hilazokim did it. He was kirach pesach matzah morah. So then, if it's pesach matzah morah, so then there was the problem of bittul the hefze. So that the kazayis pesach could have become bottled. The hefze, the kazayis pesach could have become bottled in the heftes of the two zaytzin matzah morah, and the hefze of the kazayis matzah could have become bottled in the two zaytzin of pesach morah. It's over. So and Hilo did it. So in other words, Hillel held that there is no bitul in the hefze. So Rabbi Yechanan says, chlukim al yilazok. On that point of it, Hillel said two things. By acting out that way, in other words, by being kerech pesach matzah morah, he in effect said two halachas. There is mitzvah in vatel zuezu in the hefze. Even when it's chav b'trei, so in mitzvah in vatel zuezu. And also, mitzvah in vatel zuezu in the maisam. So chlukim al Hillel has okay in regard to the point that there is no bitul the hefze of mitzvahs in the vatel zuezu. So chlukim al Hillel has okay. There is bitul the hefze. So memele, we cannot be naive like Hillel bizman abayis to eat biyachad pesach matzah morah. Then there will be bitul the hefze of chavitrei. There will be bitul the hefze of chavitrei. So the Gemara is the kashe v'Rabbi Yechanan kerech matzah morah. So on one hand Rabbi Yechanan says, that chutma l'azok, that we don't, the achoy is not like l'azok, we cannot be naive like l'azok. And then Rabbi Yechanan himself did matzah morah. Now, so the pshat in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechanan kerech matzah morah, it doesn't mean that he just, Pesach night, Rabbi Yechanan just ate matzah morah. Kerech matzah morah, Rabbi Yechanan did as the Gemara says we should do. Hashtag lo yit mahim kata lo yikil lo yik abonon mi borek lachlas matze ve ochil vi oda mi borek lachlas more ve ochil vi oda ochil matze ve chatze that means matze ve more but adode so Rabbi Yechanan did all the three things so one of the three things that he did was to eat matze more he was scared of matze more why in order to conform to Hillel, because if Rabbi Yechanan held that the halacha, the achoye is not like Hillel, we don't take the patience for Hillel, so why should Rabbi Yechanan do all the three things? First matzeh, then morah, then matzeh morah. All he had to do is to eat first the kazayis matzeh, and then the kazayis morah. That's all. But Rabbi Yechanan, on Pesach night, he also did this. He was kerech matzeh morah. The Yerushalmi doesn't mean that that's all he did. Rabbi Yechanan certainly did it the way the Gemara, the Bavli tells us. He did three things. First, because I smatzah, then because I smore, then matzah. So one of the things that Rabbi Yochanan did was matzah more. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan was cheshish for Hillel. Because if Rabbi Yochanan had held that that halacha is not like Hillel, why should he eat matzah more? All he had to do is to eat kazayis matzah, and then kazayis more. Kazayis more. That's all. But not matzah more. For Rabbi Yochanan cared for matzah more. So now, so the Mesha says that the Yerushalmi has two terutzim. That's the Flemish's pshat. But why should we say that the Yerushalmi has two lashonos? The Yerushalmi doesn't even use the lashon of Yevoyesei. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is kam b'shas hamikdash, kam shelo b'shamikdash. V'afilu teima kam b'kam b'shas hamikdash. So the Flemish explains that v'afilu teima is Yevoyesei. But there is no Yevoyesei in here, the Yerushalmi. V'afilu teima kam b'kam b'shas hamikdash, shnei dvorim rabim alecho d'mubatim. So the Yerushalmi can be explained very, very well on the basis of one teretz, not the terutz. So the Yerushalmi's kasha was here. Rabbi Yochanan says chlukim al razok. What did mechluk al razok? Not just the rabbanon achlukim al razok. That Rabbi Yochanan says in the Bible, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Chluk al razok. We are not made like razok. The achoy is not like razok. For Rabbi Yochanan, okay, achmatzo morer. In the midst of the same, so among the various things that Rabbi Yochanan did, Pesach night, so there was one thing he did. He was Terech Matzah Morer, so that's because he was Cheshish Moshiach Hillel. So it's a Stirei of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Here he says, Chluki al Azokim, the Aloch is definitely not like Azokim. And here he acted out according to Azokim. So the Yerushalmi gives one teretz. Kam Bishas Amikdos, we can't show you something. In other words, when Rabbi Yochanan said that Aloha is not like Hillel Azokin, he had reference to Hillel's practice of Pesach Matzah Morer. That's the practice of Bizman Mishamikdash. So it's looking at Hillel Azokin. So this is not like Hillel Azokin. This practice is not key. We don't pass like this practice of Hillel, of Pesach Matzah Morer, Bizman Mishamikdash. And when is Rabbi Yochanan made like Hillel? That was Shaloi Bizman B'Samikdosh. So there was no problem of people in the Chetze. Because Matzah Morer, just one Kazayit, negative one Kazayit. Chab b'chab, there is no problem with people. And when did Rabbi Yochanan say, Chluki, that Aloche is not like Hillel, Bizman B'Samikdosh, in regard to a Kerech of Pesach Matzah? And then, so the Yerushalmi continues, it's not the second Eretz. V'afilu teima kam b'kam b'shas hamikdash. Rabbi Yochanan would have done the same thing, even Bizman HaBayis, he would have done the same thing. You shouldn't think that Rabbi Yochanan, that the Eretz of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan did it only because Rabbi Yochanan lived after the Chum B'Samikdash. Rabbi Yochanan lived after the Chum B'Samikdash, but even if Rabbi Yochanan had lived Bizman B'Samikdash, he also would have done the same thing. He would be Kerech. Matzen more, but not Pesach Matzen more. Vafilu teima, even if Rabbi Yochanan had lived with Mam B'Samikdosh, Kam B'Samikdosh, so he still would have done the same thing. And all that Rabbi Yochanan says, Chlukim al Hillel Azokin, is only regard to the practice of being Kerech all the three together. But in regard to the practice of being Kerech two together, even with Mam B'Samikdosh, there is nothing wrong in it. There is nothing wrong in it. Why? Because so even if Rabbi Yochanan had lived Bizman B'Samikdosh, he also would have eaten matzah morer. He would be kerech matzah morer. Why would he be kerech matzah morer? In order to be mikayim the mitzvah of a matzah semrerem yochlu according to Hillel. And even though he would not be kerech pesach matzah morer, but even according to Hillel, one is not mechuyev to be kerech pesach matzah morer, because Hillel himself understands the term al in the sense of samuch. Samuch al matzah semrerem yochlu means, according to Hillel, samuch to matzah and morer, which is together yochlu, the pesach shall be eaten. So that means the matzah semrerem has to be eaten together as a sandwich, and samuch to it, he has to eat the pesach. That's according to Hillel. That's the chiyuv. So the chiyuv is only to eat the samuch. But there are all kinds of degrees of samuch. So what's the highest degree of samuch? If it's mamish together, that's the highest degree, so it's a mitzvah min amufcha. So on that point, on this mitzvah min amufcha, so it's chlukim al yo. Why? Because we passed that there is bittul in the hefte. But so when can there be bittul in the hefte? Only when you have three facing. You have two against one. But if you are here, matzah morer, even this man is a midrash, there is no bittul in the hefte. So me mele, Hillel would have done the same. I mean, Rabbi Yechonen would have done the same thing of eating matzah morer together, and then he would have eaten immediately after that the Pesach bisman b'samidosh, in order to conform to the Shita of Hillel. And he would have fulfilled the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Vachilas Korban Pesach, Alim the Hillel. Because Hillel himself agrees that one is not mechuyev to eat Pesach matzah morer together. All that one is mechuyev to eat together is matzah and morer. And the Pesach has to be nechal somuch to the matzah and morer, which is together. But Hillel himself held that mitzvah in Vatel Zuezu, even the Hefte, so he wanted to have the highest degree of Samuch. And the highest degree of Samuch is Antap Mamesh. So we may hear it that way. But looking at Hillel, we say, we passing that mitzvah are the Vatel Zuezu in the Hefte, if it's Chabitrei. If Chal Rabitrei. So maybe we cannot do it. But Matzen Mor, even this one Abayis, Rabbi Yechonen would have done it. Rabbi Yechonen would have done it. So Mele, there is no stira between the Yerushalme and the Bab. On the contrary, the Yerushalme is in full conformity to the Bab. Now, let's see now. So then it means that the Shitas Arambam, that the Shitas Arambam is, as we said last time, that even according to Hillel, so there is no Chiyuv Deraise, or even a Chiyuv Derabbanan. Hachomim didn't make any takonis here above the Deraise. So there is no chiyuv to eat Pesach matzah morer together. But the chiyuv is to eat matzah morer. But the Pesach has to be eaten somuch to the combination of the matzah morer. How is to be eaten according to Hillel? Is to be understood in the sense of some. The only thing is that and the machlekes between, according to Rambam. So the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Hillel can say whether Yoichlu means the Pesach is Nechal is Somuch to the Matzes and Reiri, which are together. Or it means each one, the Yoichlu as reference to each one. So the Rabbonim say Yoichlu means each one. And according to Hillel, Yoichlu as reference to Pesach. The Pesach is Nechal. Somuch to the combination of Matzes and Reiri. But it has to be Somuch. It has to be Somuch. So the more somuch it is, the more of a mitzvah mufra it is. And the highest degree of somuch is antav mamesh. So that's why Hillel did. Because according to Hillel, there was no problem. But chukim al Hillel, we passed him that there is bittul in the chet. There is bittul in the chet. There is bittul in the chet. Now, so the Rambam passed him. So the Rambam passed him. V'rakach kirech matzah morer ki'achat. So in other words, because the Rambam passes that it's not Muchre when the Aloche is like Hillel, or the Aloche is like the Rabbanon, but even according to the Rabbanon, so you can be Mikayim the Mitzvah by eating them together. I mean, in accordance with the Shite of the Rambam. In accordance with the Shite of the Rambam. But the Rambam says it, in other words, that the Rabbanon are not Chilek on Hillel. But they are not Chilek on Hillel secondly, because Hillel says two dinim. First of all, he says the first din of Hillel is that mitzvah in Vatle Zuezu, there is no bittul in the Hefte. So Memele, even if it's Kerach Shloshton, so it's alright. And that din, the Rabbanon are Chilek. And we don't pass like Hillel. Chlukinot. But then, there is another din that Hillel says, that there is no bittul in the Maisa mitzvah. So on the second din of Hillel, that there is mitzvah in Vatel Zuezu in the Maisa mitzvah, so the Rambam can agree with the Rambam that the Rabbanon not Chilek on the second din. But on the first din of Hillel, the Rabbanon are Chilek. And we don't pass like Hillel in regard to the first din of Hillel. We pass him that he cannot eat it Pesach matzah morer. Pesach matzah morer. Alright, so the Rambam passes v'chakach kirech matzah morer. Not Pesach matzah morer. According to Hillel himself, so he, if he wants, he can eat Pesach matzah morer and he doesn't have a mitzvah mufka. But mechuyev is not. But the Rambam pastors know he cannot eat Pesach matzah morer, but only matzah morer. Rambam Pasuk, Barakat Chirach Matur Moed, not Pesach Matur Moed. According to Hillel himself, so if he wants, he can eat Pesach Matur Moed, and he doesn't have any Kila Mufka, but the Chuyab is not, but the Rambam Pasuk, no, he cannot eat Pesach Matur Moed, but only Matur Moed. And Matur Moed will come forth to both, to Hillel and the Rabbon of Hillel, because the Rabbon of Hillel agreed with the second Din of Hillel, that there is no big in the mighty time with the Jesus in Matur Moed. But the Rambam, so we can say that the Shittas Rambam, so first of all, the Shittas Rambam is like the Rambam, that according to Rabbon of Hillel, so you can do it either way, but you cannot do it by making Kedah of Pesach Matur Moed, and that is not required even according to Hillel, it's only Mitzvah Namusa. So he said, and then we can say that the Rambam Shittim is that in regard to Hillel, so the Kerach is only Lechatchile, but the Eber is even without Kerach is Mikhail Mitzvah. So the Rambam says, we more Chalmati for some reason, he cannot be Mikhail in that Lechatchile. So, and because of that, he is forced to eat Matur Moed and Matur Moed. So then there are two brachas, not one brach. So in regard to the Rambam of Hillel, that is a way of and in regard to Hillel, the Terach is Miak. So maybe, the Shittas Rambam regamre like the Rambam. That in regard to the Rabbanon, so either one is alright. In regard to Hillel, the Terach is Miak. And that's the reason why the Rambam says, V'hakach Terach Masu Moetach. But then the Rambam says, we both come out of the Kniyat, we both of the Kniyat, we both of the Kniyat, we both of the Kniyat. Now, the Yerushalmi says, that there is a distinction between Kerach of all the three and Kerach of two. Why? Because, so the point of the Yerushalmi, as far as the problem of Bikl in the Chesed is concerned, so when can there be Bikl in the Chesed? When can there be Bikl in the Chesed? That is only if there is Chavik Abichai. But if it's Chavik Abichai, the Kadayis of Matur, the Kadayis of Moreh, so there is no Bikl. But if you have the Kadayis of Pesach, the Kadayis of Matur, the Kadayis of Moreh, then there is Bikl. Now, so, but insofar as Bikl and the Chesed is concerned, So then there is a machleket apostle, and most apostles say that Bikl Berov does not mean Rav Minya, but just Rav Binya. In other words, suppose you have one kazayis of Yisrael, and that Yisrael with two places of heaven. So of course there is a Chavik heaven. But suppose you have one kazayis of Yisrael, and the kazayis plot of Yisrael. So that's Rav Minya. You don't have Rav Minya. Not two Gzaisim of Eter. But the Kazayis of Eter and the Kazayis plus. More than the Kazayis of Eter. So there is a Machleket. Apostle, Machleket Achei. Whether Rav means, Chavit Rei means Rav Minya. So only if you have the Kazayis of Eter and the Kazayis of Eter and two Gzaisim of Eter. So there is a Machleket. You have Rav Minya. But if you have the Kazayis of Eter and a Kazayis plot of Eter, Rav Binya, and there is no Bikl. But most Poskim say that Rav Binya is not. Rav Binya is not, even without Rav Binya. Now, according to the sheet of most Poskim, that Rav Binya is not, even without Rav Binya, so we have a problem of Bikl in the Chesed, even with Kazayis and Moed, not only the Pesach Mas and Moed. Unless, so when don't we have a problem with Bikl in the Chesed, if you only have Matur Moed, if you have the Tzimtzum, just the Kazayis Matur, and the Tzimtzum Kazayis Moed. But that's difficult to be mitzamtzum. We can be mitzamtzum. But many times, so it's not exactly Kazayis of that and the Kazayis of that. So one is more than the other. So you have to be mitzamtzum, just the same quantity of the Mase and the Moreh, the same. But if one is more than the other, so then you have already Rav Binya. You already have Rav Binya. So in the way, even even from the Yerushalmi said that Rebbechen was getting just matzah umareya. So then there was no problem with bikkun the chesed. So Rebbechen was misunderstood. He had just a kadayis of matzah and a kadayis of umareya, but suppose he would have a little more than a kadayis of umareya, or a little more of a kadayis of matzah, and the other would be just a kadayis, so then he would have a problem with bikkun the chesed also, according to the poskim, that bikkun of binyan is enough. Even though it's not for me. Even though it's not for me. So the name of the Rambam says, so he says, like this, we can say. So there are two ways of explaining the Rambam. One way of explaining the Rambam is, as I said last time. And that's a simpler way of explaining it. I mean, the way I said it last time. In other words, that the Rambam, in regard to Hillel, he agrees with the sheet of the Balamoya. That Kirach, according to Hillel, is only the Hatchila. But in regard to the Rabbanon, he agrees with the Shita of the Rambam that either way it can be done either way. But there is another way. We can say that the Rambam agrees with the Rambam in regard to Hillel that Kirach is Miyati. And he agrees with the Rambam in regard to the Rabbanon that either way it's good according to the Rabbanon. So the name of the Rambam says, because of that, not that Matam Moed that he cannot do, because then there will be people in the heaven of Chabad Israel. So he says, then he says, V'imochal matzah b'tniyach l'mor b'tniyach l'ev. In other words, Mivorech al zeh b'tniyach. You see, so there is a variance in the Rosh. Before, when he says, when he talks about Kerech, so he uses the Rosh of Eve, of present. V'hakach, Kerech, matzah u'morekach. Matzah u'morekach. He uses the Rosh of the present. And then, when he says, V'imochal matzah b'tniyach l'mor b'tniyach l'ev. He uses the Rosh of that, of other. Why? Why? The Rambam was a very big daikin. With a big daikin, I mean. The Rambam is known to be a very big daikin in Roshi. So he was so exact in his Roshi. Why, when he talks of Kerech, he uses the Roshi of present? And so he should follow up the same pattern and say, Vi Meichel, Matib is Meatim. Or Morg Nazrivot. He doesn't say Vi Meichel, Vi Mochat. Why did he change? Why this transition from the Lashon of Heve to the Lashon of Ava? So according to the first shot that we said, it's also right. Because according to the first shot, we said that actually the Rambam has a suffix where the word Zaloch is like your Rabbanon. So we have to conform to both sheets. So Mimele, so we have to heal, he should be the Kiacha in order to conform to Hiloshim. But the Eved, even Hilo will be made there, that even if he doesn't heal the Kera, so he, for some reason, he cannot eat it together. So that's why there is that change in the Rosh. Because this is when the Sefer of Alochevo is expressive of a special situation where for some reason he cannot conform to the Chathila of Hillel. So that's why there is a variance in the expression. And he says it in the Rosh of the past, of God. But it could be another shot. In other words, the Rambam agrees with the Rambam that in regard to Hillel, so Kerech is not. In regard to the Rabbanon, so either way, it's just as good. So the name of the Rambam, when he uses the Lashon of the present behavior, he says, Kach Kerech Matzemor, Kach Kerech Matzemor, in order to fulfill the mitzvah according to Hillel. But then he says, but, so it's all right, because insofar as mitzvah Mivatle Zuezu is concerned, so there are two questions of Mivatle Zuezu. Number one is the question of Bitul the Chesed, and the second is the question of Bitul the Maise. So in regard to Bitul is the question of Bitul the Maise, so the Rabbanon of Hillel agrees that there is no Bitul in the Maise. In regard to Bitul the Chesed, so in Rahman the Rabbanon of Hillel say there is Bitul the Chesed, and we don't pass by Hillel. But if it's the Kazayis Matzah and the Kazayis Moreh, there couldn't be Bitul in the Chesed, because it's Chad Bechad. So there couldn't be Bitul in the Chesed, if it's Kazayis Matzah, Kazayis Moreh, if it's exactly Kazayis Matzah and Kazayis Moreh. But suppose it's not exactly, but suppose one means more than the other. Suppose the Matzah is more than Kazayis, or the Moreh is more than the Kazayis, then there could be Bitul in the Chesed. So then he couldn't do it that way. So then he has to eat also Matzah b'Bnei Atzmo, or Moreh b'Bnei Atzmo. But then he'll have to do two things. So we'll have to eat Matzah b'Bnei Atzmo and Moreh b'Bnei Atzmo, and you'll have to eat Kerech also in order to conform to both Shittos, as the Rambam says in Halacha Ches. So, when the Rambam says in the Seif Seif, Aloche Bo, V'imoch al mato b'fliyatmo, U'mor b'fliyatmo, even if so it doesn't mean, because the Rambam before used the Lashon HaFeis, so he said, V'hakach, Kerach, Mato, Morachach. So in other words, that's Ima. That's Ima, I mean that's the second pshat in the Rambam. So it's Ima, that he has to eat Mato, Morachach, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kompetach with the Isaac on the hill, and it is making it in there whether the halacha is like Hillel or the halacha is like Rabbanon. And let's say, and if according to Hillel, so Kirach is Likude. So maybe there is a must that he must be Matur Morakachas. So he doesn't use Vim Korach Matur Morakachas, Mivore Borah Jokil. Because he cannot say Vim Korach. Im Korach would imply it can be avoided. No, it cannot be avoided. It's imperative. He must. That is a mass. Mase umorekeachas is a mass. But there are two situations. There is a situation where he is able to be with something that the quantity of the mase should be managed the same as a mashu more than the quantity of more. So then there wouldn't be any problem with pit on the hefte. So then all he has to do is to be there a lot more. A kazayis mase. Exactly, and the kazayin is more exactly. That's all he has to do. But suppose he cannot be something to have exactly kazayin, the same quantity of matze and the same quantity of morea. Suppose he cannot be something there. It's not so easy to be something to have mamish, the same quantity of matze as of morea. Not much more. So then there is a problem with bittul. So then he cannot do that. So then he says, "V'imocha umato b'fliatmo, umora b'fliatme." So then he'll have to do two things. He'll have to eat twice. First, he'll have to eat the kazayis matzo separately, and the kazayis mora separately, the kazayis mora separately, and then he'll eat matzo and mora together. So that's why he changes the washing from the heve to the oma. And he says, "V'imochal matzah b'fliatmo." If he feels that it's necessary to eat also matzah is not more than atmei, so then he should make two brachas. Then he should make two brachas. So of course, but after that, he'll have to eat kazayis of matzah and more together in order to conform to the yishida of the Yohel Rabbon, the way he said that in our Chachet. And the reason is why he's not, he doesn't discuss it in detail, because the Rambam is relying and what he says in Halacha Ches. All right, but that's, so it's much better than the Moshe Rambam if we explain it that way. Now, when the Yerushalmi definitely has reference to Bikkur in the Chet, because when the Yerushalmi says, Chlukin al Yil Azokin, when the Yerushalmi says, Chlukin al Yil Azokin, so the Yerushalmi means Bidul Nechefte, because from the point of view of Bidul Nechefte, there is no distinction between Pesach Matemore or Matemore. So it's only from the point of view of Bidul Nechefte. So if you have Pesach Matemore, so then there is Bidul Nechefte. Now this we have to understand. How could there be Bidul Nechefte? Why? So how does Rashi Mizmochim explain it? I mean Bidul Nechefte. A connection with Hillel, because when before he swallowed it, so he chews the matzah and the morah. So he breaks it up into smaller particles before he swallows it. When is mikayim mitzvah when he swallows it? So actually, the chewing is only a hechsher to the ma'isa mitzvah. The real ma'isa mitzvah consists in the swallow. So at the time when he swallows it. So the matzah and the morah are broken up into small particles, and they are mixed up one with the other. So it's nahuve. So the middle they can be bitul. So the bitul in the ma'isa mitzvah, I understand. But how is there a problem, let's say even if it's Pesach matzah and morah, how is there a problem with bitul in the chet? Because the kazayis morah, and the kazayis matzah, and the kazayis Pesach, in the course of the process of chewing, are broken up into small particles, and they are intermingled in his mouth before they are swallowed. So it's mirror. Now, so, but if it's nikar or yisea, so then there is no bitul nechefte. That's the halacha. That wherever Mishal is there, there is no bitul nechesed. So you say it's not Mishal is there. How is it Mishal is in his mouth? The particles of the Pesach and the particles of the matzah and the mora are in his mouth. It's not Mishal is there. That doesn't mean that it's not Mishal is there. So it, but it's still in his mouth. So after he chews up, the Pesach and the matzah, the kadais Pesach, kadais matzah, kadais mora, and it's all broken up and intermingled in his mouth. So it's still Nikar Yisrael, because he can just spit it out, and then he'll be able to identify the particles of Pesach from the particles of Matzah, from the particles of Moreh. I mean, the average person would be able to identify the particles of the Pesach from the particles of the Matzah and from the particles of the Moreh. Why shouldn't he be able? Unless he has such teeth that he chewed it up so well that it's already in the form of a powder, I mean, and it's so intermingled that it's impossible to identify. But I can't even imagine that a person, when he chews, should break it up into such a fine powder that it would be, that even if he spit it out, it should be impossible to identify one from the other. So how can there be, as long as it's possible, all the Shanim agree that where you have the Tahubis of Isser and Mahal, even though they are intermingled, but if it's possible by attentive observation to identify and to separate one from the other, so then there is no difference. So then it's like Nikar Yisrael. Nikar Yisrael doesn't mean Nikar Yisrael, that it should be Nikar Yisrael while the mouth is closed. Even though it's not Nikar Yisrael while the mouth is closed, but if it's possible to spit it out and then to identify and separate one from the other, so then it's open. Now there is a machlekes, according to the Ketuv Mishneh, there is a machlekes between the game, I discussed it in Simen Kutalev, I mean, so we discussed it. Now, but there is a machlekes, according to the Ketuv Mishneh, there is a machlekes between the Shittas Hagenim and the Rambam mentions, and Shittas Hagenim and the Rambam mentions, and the Rajah, who tells about it. Rambam says, "Gimel Minach Machores Asuret, Halochet Esvot says as follows." Now the Chachomim made a Zeire of Gvina Taki. So Rabbi Yechanan says the reason as to why the Chachomim asked at Gvina Taki is because it means the Mamidim Beir Keva Sevei. And Holobakum, that's it there. Holobakum is also there because of the Chashash of Minton of Holotom. Now, by Gvinas Hakum, so we have to resort to the question of Isaac Monefshah. If there is a chash in connection with Cholov Hakum, maybe it's Cholov Mintomei, so Gvinas Hakum should also be Osa, because maybe it was manufactured from Mintomei. So the answer is no, because Cholov Tomei is not mine, it doesn't crack it. So you couldn't make Gvino from Cholov Tomei. So the Mele, so there is no chash of Mintomei Rigabe Gvinatak. The Choshe of Mintomi is only Shariah Rigabe Holobakum, but not Rigabe Gvinatak. But Gvinatakum is also for a different reason, because Mr. Shema Midin Beyakira Sivay. Now the question is, how about Hanatakum? How about Hanatakum? So, of course, today Hanatakum there is no Shariah whatsoever, because today the going don't use any Holobakum altogether, because of that the Prechodosh says, that it's mutter, cholabakum is mutter achsho, because even the goyim are not accustomed to use cholabakum. And the Chacham Sefer is chilka mitre cholosh, so because he holds that it's a dover shebe minyan, all right, not a reason. But as far as gvinat, as far as chemesakum is concerned, there is certainly no dover shebe minyan. Even the Chacham Sefer would agree that there is no dover shebe minyan regarding chemesakum. But the question is, as long as it is the practice of the goyim to use Cholov Tomei, so Gvinas Akum should also be Osea, because maybe just as it is Osea to use holobakum with an account of Nachshoshe. Maybe it's holob mitomei. Maybe the chemo was made out of holob tamei. So Rishenim say no. That even if it is the universal practice of goyim to use holob tamei, but chemesakum is mutar. Why? Because meat holob tamei is not mine. So gvinesakum should also be mutar. But there is a special zayre because of mamid in beis shevas zayre. But lejabi chemesakum, then zayre the chachomim in the neck. And as far as the shoshe of holof tamei, it's not shayach, because hede chemo, the butter being made out of holof tamei, it wouldn't coagulate. So, the Rambam said as follows. In the Gimel Mechaz Macholet Asur et Alochet Ufo. Hoi chel bin et ha'akum, oi holof yechol ve'akum, ve'nisroyo ve'enu, maki lese maki tmar. Where there is a chash, maybe it's a holof tamei. Ha'chemo shel ha'akum, mikzas ha'geyim it's a ruach. So in other words, so of course, it's not such a double portion. But today it is a double portion that chemo does not have to be chemo to soil. Because today there is no choshe whatsoever, even when we get out of chemo, there is no choshe. So a chemo shall akum, mikdas again in the world. Why? But if the goy use chol of tome, so maybe the chemo of the goy was made out of chol of tome, shall we go to a chemo of the chol of admeo in a. There is no choshe. Because if it had been made out of Cholof Tomei, it wouldn't become butter. Because Cholof Tomei doesn't coagulate. Mikdas Hageinim, so the Rambam says, but the Hageinim who asa, Chemesakum. Yeah, as long as going to use Cholof Tomei. So Chema of Nakum is also. Why? Or Mikdas Hageinim was so long. Mipnei Tichtuchei Cholof Sheishoyimu. True, there is no doubt that Cholof Tomei would not become converted into butter, because Cholof Tomei doesn't coagulate. But in Chemo, you'll always find droplets, pores, and in the pores, you will find, in the pores of the butter, you'll find droplets. So in other words, those droplets did not coagulate. So maybe the Chemo, so because again he said that you cannot use, in other words, if going to use Cholof Tomei, So then you cannot even use chemozakum. Why? Because in the pores in the butter, you find droplets. These droplets did not coagulate. Maybe these droplets are droplets of Cholof Tomei. But if it was droplets of Cholof Tomei, so he couldn't make butter, but he could, the goy, when he made the butter, so he could have made the butter out of itarubes, of Cholof Mintoei and Cholof Mitomei. I mean, this is the common practice of going to use Cholof Tomei, so is the common practice to be married. Cholof Tomei with Cholof Mitomei. So the Cholof Tomei coagulated and it was converted into butter, and the Cholof Tomei remained in the pores, in the form of droplets. So the game say, that is us. Umichtes ahinimus uo, mitle tichtuchei Cholof sheyishoyabu. So the Rashbo in Teras Abayis, I think it is Shal Dalet. So the Rashbo is massive against the game. He says that even if it is so, that the Tichtuchei Cholov in the pore of the Torah happened to be Tichtuchei Cholov of Mintomei, which was Miurev with the whole of Mintoeir and did not coagulate. So it's also alright, because it becomes bottle. So why does it become bottle? Because it's impossible. So the Rashba says, suppose someone would see, let's say, in the butter, in the pot, he would see droplets. Could he remove all the droplets, and still have butter remaining? He couldn't do it. He could, but together with the removal of the droplet, the minute droplet of water in the minute pores of the butter, he'll have to take away part of the butter itself. So he'll have very little butter left. Once he gets through with the removal of all the droplets that are contained in the pores in the butter. So in Mele, it's Tarubes, it's bottle. It's what we're all, but the shishim also. So there is a deal of riddle. There is a bit of it. So the Mishnah says that what is the reason, what is the shita of the game? Who asked the chemisaku? Who asked the chemisaku? So he says, because the game holds that as long as you can identify them visually, if he said, when do we say that Mika, when is the beetle, if it is Miureh, to such an extent that you cannot even pinpoint them, you cannot earmark them, you cannot identify them visually. It's so Miureh that you cannot point out and say, well, this particle is the particle of this. These particles are particles. If you cannot do it in that, then there is it. But suppose it's Miureh, it's so minutely and so interspersed that you could not separate one from the other unless you get to read the whole thing. But you could pinpoint visually and say, well, I cannot separate one from the other, but I can identify. Here I see particles of this there, here I see particles of that. So then it's like Mika or Mister according to the game, and there is no way. So in other words, the consciousness of Mishnah, Pshat, here at the Himmel, but before the Pasuret, Halochet as well, there is a machlikes between the Mishnah again, and the Rajbo, what does Mika or Mishnah mean? So according to the Rajbo, Mika or Mishnah means not only that you can visually identify them, that you can visually identify them and you can easily separate them one from the other. But you can visually identify them, but it's impossible to separate them. It's impossible to separate them. So then, unless you remove the whole thing, you destroy the whole thing when you separate them. So then there is this. Then it's not Mika Mika. And the code is Mika Sagini. Mika Sagini, as long as you can visually identify them by looking at the Tahumis very attentively, so you can visually identify them, even though it's impossible to separate one from the other. So it's Nikarim, according to Nikarim. Now, so one thing is clear, that according, now the Yerushalmi here says, Chlukim Aliyot. And we explained that this is reference only to this point of Yerushalmi, of being Kerev Pesach Matzah. So then you have, so then you have Chabitrei. So it's Chlukim Aliyot. Because there is bittul in the Chesed, Mitzvah Mivatle Zuezu in the Chesed. So, how could there be bittul? How could there be bittul in the Chesed? According to the Shittes, again, there certainly couldn't be bittul in the Chesed. Because the Shittes again means, that even if it's impossible to separate one from the other, as long as visually, when you look at them attentively, you can identify one from the other and can say, this is such a particle, this is such a particle. As for example, the droplets in the pores. So when you look at it attentively, so you can notice all the small pores, and you can identify all the tzuchichol. But it's impossible to separate one from the other. You have to destroy the whole product. If you start doing that, separate all the droplets, all the minute droplets. So the game is saying that as long as you can visually identify when you look at them attentively, so there is no beetle. So here too, after he chews, he makes a thought, chewing of the kadais pesach, kadais mafek, kadais morah. If he'll only spit them out, of course if he keeps his mouth closed, so he won't be able visually to identify one from the other. But if he spits them out, he puts it in place, and he doesn't feel loath, you know, to look at them. So then he'll readily be able to identify the broken particles of the Pesach from the broken particles of the Matzah and the Morah. There is no doubt, much more readily than this case. But even according to the Rashi, that the Rashi says that there is bittul. Even if you can identify them visually, as long as it's impossible to separate one from the other. But here, I don't think that it's impossible. Over there, in the Chemo, it's impossible to separate. You have to destroy the whole thing. After all, it's one piece. And then, in order to separate all the droplets of the Tzuchicholo, you'll have to to upset the whole para, which is one body, which is one thing. But here, the Tahume is something that I said that I smart guys more. They are already broken up into little tiny fragments. It will only require hard work in order to separate. But I suppose that in 1 hour it could be done. I mean, such a thing. I mean, if you spit out the Kedayis Pesach and the Kedayis Matzah and the Kedayis Mora, all chewed up. So, and if you looked at them attentively and he has fine instruments to move one from the other or even with his hand, so then you'll be able to do it. But certainly according to the game, there is no people. And I think that people according to the Rajwa. So here it's not impossible to separate one from the other. So why should there be this? So we have to say that this beetle, even the beetle in the Hefze, is not the general green beetle of beetle soul. It is a special type of beetle. This is a beetle, if we say that there is beetle in the Hefze. Now you as of himself tell that there is no beetle, beetle in Vatlazozu. So there is no beetle in the Hefze. But if we say, Chukin Olav Al Hillel, so we don't pass like Hillel, and we say, now the Rabbonon Wachim Kan Hillel said, and the version of Hillel. So the Rabbonon Wachim, and they held the Mitzvahs Mivakles Rezu. So why does the Gemara use the expression, Mitzvahs Mivakles Rezu? So Bishleime, in regard to the second type of Bittul, Bittul in the Maisa Mitzvah. So we understand this, why the Gemara emphasizes the expression, Mitzvah Mevakles Rezu, because it's a shaila whether the Maisa Achila of the Gemara negates the Maisa Mitzvah of the Achilas Ma. That's why the Gemara uses the expression Mitzvah. But in regard to the first din of people, the first din of people, that between the Hef says that there is no between the Hef, he will say. And the Rabbanon of Hillel say there is between the Hef. So as far as between the Hef is concerned, if we assume it's the general, it's based upon the general din of people, like people is soon, why use the expression Mitzvah Mevatel Zoezu? It is Shaila. So, in other words, if Hillel says that Mitzvah Mevatel Zoezu, even though in Kolat Kule there is between the Hef, there is people have said, what kind of people would it be? Let's say there is people. So there would be, I mean, Rabbon Nafilo, come to Yerushalme, Achilik Anil. And they say that if there is Chabitrei, so then there is people. So it's a people of Yorish Yorish, not people of Lach Lach, because Lach Lach means that there is even distribution. Certainly here, when he chooses, and the Kadai is Pesach, and the Kadai is Mat, and the Kadai is Morea, so he does not distribute, you know, the three tracing evenly, I mean. So that each unit of the Tahubesh would have exactly, then there wouldn't be people. I mean, so there would have, I mean, there could be people, but then there would be a two-thirds, I mean, one-third of each, in each unit, there would be one-third of the Matzah, one-third of the Pesach, one-third of the Morah. That certainly could not take place as a result of chewing. So there is no even distribution. So what kind of people we then? It's a people of Yavid B'Yavid. It's a people of Yavid B'Yavid. So in other words, so we have to say that when Hillel says, now if we say that the people here is the people in the Hefze, means the general people of people. The general people like people in Suri. So what kind of people would it be? It would be a people of Yomit Yomit, of Chabitrei. So why does Hillel say that this is in the battle is Urizu? So it's a special halacha that there is no people, even though the halacha of people is a general deen. But in Mitzvahs it doesn't apply. Why should it be the halacha of Mitzvahs? Monashia, if from the point of view of the general din of Bittu, of Chatipray, of Yomit V'Yomit, so this is considered a Nikar Yisrael. So why does he all say Mitzvahs in the Bittu? Why not? Unless there is a special Mitzvahs HaKosu. Unless there is a special Mitzvahs HaKosu. But we see from Beitzeh that Hillel's din of Mitzvahs in the Bittu is not based upon the special Mitzvahs HaKosu. On the contrary, Hillel's being of Mitzvahs in Vatel Zerizu is based upon its work. Because it says that according to Yisoma Lechat Chil Yishu Yitzchek, who will be the Eved Nofi, to record it, he came down to Eli Vatel. The Vatel Zerizu is the Kol HaTetrich. That here there is a special being, contrary to the general principle. So we see that there is no special to the Kotet here. On the contrary. So Hillel's being of Mitzvahs in Vatel Zerizu is not based upon its special to the Kotet. It's based upon its work. But is the beetle in the chesed according to Hillel? That there is no beetle in the chesed. According to Rabbanan Hillel, that there is beetle. So it's in line with the general view of beetle. So why does Hillel say there is no beetle? He means that there is no beetle, make a thing. Make a thing that there is no beetle. So we have to say that as far as the even beetle in the chesed, so it's also a special halacha in mitzvah. If we say that mitzvah to vatla is where in the chesed, the Rabbanan of Hillel, so it's a special din of beetle in the chesed, not the general din of beetle. Why shouldn't the general din of beetle apply? So according to the game, the general din of beetle doesn't apply, because whenever you can visually identify the one particle from the other, even if it's impossible to separate them, so it's like Mikael is there and there is no beetle. And even according to the Rashba, that where there is, it's possible to separate them, then there is beetle. Then it's not Mikael is there. But in this case, it's not impossible to separate them. Over there, by Tzuchei Cholov, in the Chemo, it's impossible to separate. But here, it's not impossible, it requires time. But if the one who chewed up the Kedai Spesach, the Kedai Smas, the Kedai Smorah would only spit out these three tasting that are intermingled in the spread with each other, so when he would spend a little time, he would be able to separate the particles of one from the particles of the other. So there is no beetle according to everyone, as far as the general thing of beetle in the Hefti is concerned. But here, the Rabbonim of Hillel will say there is beetle in the Hefti, and because of that, you cannot be Kelech Pesach Matzah Umoreh. Kelech Pesach Matzah Umoreh. So they hold there is a special halacha. Wherever the mitzvah is fulfilled through a certain chesed of mitzvah. Now let's see here. So the Pesach is a chesed of mitzvah. And Matzah is a Pesach of mitzvah. Is a chesed of mitzvah. And more is a chesed of mitzvah. Is a chesed of mitzvah. The Yerushalmi in Shabbat says that if somebody ate a Matzah Gzulah, so he's not the kind of mitzvah of matzah, of Be'er Tichu Matzah. Why? Because mitzvah bov aveira. Now, mitzvah bov aveira, I mentioned it a number of times. It's a double portion. Mitzvah bov aveira doesn't mean that if a person does the mitzvah by doing an aveira, so the male is not the kind of mitzvah. That doesn't mean, of course, one is not allowed to do aveira in order to fulfill mitzvah. But if he did an aveira in order to fulfill a mitzvah, he does not negate the mitzvah. Mitzvah bov aveira is only shaya when there is a shame with Vayob Aveire and the chesed of mitzvah, let's say Esrit, if it's God. So in other words, so the Esrit is the chesed of mitzvah, and God will have a shame with Vayob and the chesed. Then we say mitzvah above Aveire, but halacha is, we say that Sukkah, if one made a Sukkah, and the Karka, not the Rejah Swinah, and the Karka, he made Sukkah of Zuo, that was made on the karka, so if one ate a kadayis mat in a sukkah of zuloh that was built on the karka, so he's the kind of mitzvah. Why? Now, sukkah of zuloh al rishas hino, so it's not the kind of mitzvah because there is special aloche, that sukkah of zuloh is not the kind of mitzvah. But karka in Israel, so it's not a sukkah of zuloh. So in Chachino has the kashe, true, it's not a sukkah of zuloh, but the Rambam says that the day of a single is somebody that was karka. Even though the chefte is not present, but he's still aveira. He's still even a residual if he got those karka. So here too he was even a aveira residual. So why does the Gemara say in Sukkah that if one got the sukkah ala karka and he said in the sukkah when he found the mitzvah, let him imagine he find the mitzvah because of mitzvah ala aveira. I heard from my father, it's a double portion, that mitzvah ala aveira doesn't mean that if a certain aveira was involved in the course of the process, of the mitzvah, of doing the mitzvah, so it's not the kind of mitzvah. But if the chesed of the mitzvah is the Shem Levi of Aveire, so since Karka in Mizeles, so the chesed is not gospel, so it doesn't have the Shem Levi of Aveire. So the Mele and the Yerushalmi say that if one ate a matzah gzulah, it's not the kind of mitzvah, because it's mitzvah bov aveira, so we see that in order to be mikayim, the mitzvah achilas matzah, so the matzah has to be a chesed of the mitzvah, of a chesed of the mitzvah. So wherever there is a chesed of a mitzvah, chesed of a mitzvah, so then according to Rabbanan of Hillel, there is a halacha that where it's miuret, the chesed of the mitzvah of matzah is miuret with the chesed of mitzvah of pesach, with the chesed of mitzvah of moreh. So true, from the point of view of the bitul, the general thing of bitul, so there is a halacha of nikarisa. So nikarisa, there is a view that even if I don't see it now, But it's possible to identify them through work. It's all the concept of Nikkaim. But even here the Rabbanu of Hillel saying that Mitzvot Mivatel Zuezu, you cannot be Kerech Pesach Matzah Moreh. Mitzvot Mivatel Zuezu because of the special aloha of people in the heads of Mitzvot. Because in order to be Nikkaim the Mitzvot of Pesach, then the Kazayis Pesach has to have the Halishem heads of Mitzvot. That is the compass. And the Kazayis Matzah has to have the Halishem of Matzah, of the heads of Mitzvot. At the heart of Mitzvah, if they are in the mouth just before he said. So it's a middle that is a first. So Mimele, so it's Miure, so it's people is Chal on the heart of Mitzvah. So it's not, so the Matzah is not as not the Shem Levi of Matzah at the heart of Mitzvah. The Pesach, because I Pesach does not have the Shem Levi of Pesach at the heart of Mitzvah, and the Moreh does not have Shem Levi of Moreh at the heart of Mitzvah. So people is Chal on the Shem Levi and the heads of Mitzvah, that is special halacha, according to Rabbanon. So Hillel is chelik on the Rabbanon, and Hillel says, there is no halacha of Mitzvah Mevat Lezoezu. There is no halacha of Mitzvah Mevat Lezoezu. But it's not the general din of Bittul. So in regard to the general din of Bittul, there is halacha of Nikalitza, and Nikalitza doesn't mean Nikalitza at the moment. But if it's possible to be Matzah Mitzvah, and according to the Mitzvah Gaining, as long as it's possible to see it through work, it's possible to identify the Mitzvah visually, even though it's impossible to separate them one from the other. So it's also Mitzvah Mitzvah. That's in regard to the general thing of Bittul, that the identity of one thing is lost in something else. That's the general thing of Bittul. But here there is, according to Rabbanu Hillel, there is a special aloha of Bittul. There is a special aloha of Bittul. Bittul in the heft of Mitzvah. And in order to be Mekai the Mitzvah of Matzah, then the Matzah must have Hashem Levi as the heft of Mitzvah. It must be a heft of Mitzvah. So now, when he's Mekai, when is the Mekai the Mitzvah of Matzah? Not when he spits out the Kadai's Pesach and the Kadai's Mor, and he puts them on his plate. And he takes the fork and he separates one part from the other, then he's not Mikhaim. He's Mikhaim when he swallows them. So at the moment when he swallows them, when he swallows the Hefte, so that Hefte is completely intermingled and it's not Mikhaim. So Mimele, the Shem Levi of Hefte of Mitzvah is Poka. Because it has to have a Shem Levi of Hefte of Mitzvah at the time of the Maisa Mitzvah. When is the Maisa Mitzvah take place? When he swallows it in his mouth, at that time it's certainly Mi'uret and it's not Nikah. But if it had been the Shailet of the general din of Bittul, so as long as he could spit them out and put them in a plate and then take a fork and separate one from the other, so it would be considered like Nikah or Yisea, and it wouldn't, there wouldn't be anything Bittul. But here there is a special halacha, according to Rabbanon, of Mitzvah Mevat Lezuezu in the Hefteh, that is the chesed of the mitzvah is miure at the moment when he starts doing the maisa mitzvah. That means at the time of the swallowing. This is when, that's the moment of the maisa mitzvah, the time of the swallowing. So then it is miure. Intermingled and interspersed with this chesed, with that chesed, and have the trace. So then there is bittul on the Shem Levi of the chesed of the mitzvah. The special aloha. That's why the Gemara uses expression. Because if we say Mivatle, it's not the general din of Bittul, but it's a special aloha of Bittul on the heads of Mitzvah at the time of the Maisa Mitzvah. So he'll say, and Rabbanon says, Bakut the Tvot, Amadale. Omar Rabbi Lezer, 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 Kol Shetibule Dimashke, Tzorech Yitzvah Sedai. That anything that the dip in Dimashke so requires Yitzvah Sedai. Tzorech Yitzvah Sedai, Rashi says, Yitzvah Sedai, Shaitai Yitzvah Sedai.